It's Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Mark Simmet, and live in our Cedar Falls studios, Dana T. That's Dana T. live on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Welcome to Iowa Public Radio, Dana.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
To be here.
Yeah, did you ever do like a Java Blast?
That's Dana T. live
on Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Welcome to Iowa Public Radio, Dana.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
To be here.
Yeah, did you ever do like a Java Blend or any of those kind of shows?
I didn't, actually.
Wow, so we have the honor then.
Yeah, I watched a lot of them because when I started my job at the university, one of my jobs was mastering the audio from the Java Blend for UITV. So I watched every one of them for a couple seasons, but I never played.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here. And our timing on this one is just so perfect because your new album, second full length called Harsh Forever, actually comes out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, in mere hours.
Did we plan it this way or? I guess
definitely.
We did. Yeah. I was trying to remember. Yeah. Okay. It's not a coincidence then. Mere hours away. As long as we're on the subject, what's the best way for folks to get that album? Get it online? What formats is it in?
It is digitally available on danatelsrow.bandcamp.com, and it'll be on Spotify and iTunes, and I think those are probably the main ones people look for. But I also have vinyl and CD.
Okay. Wow. No cassette.
No, I didn't do any cassettes. It's between the cassette and CD, and I feel like between family and from the requests I've gotten on tour, people still want CDs.
Oh, yes, yes. I really don't understand the cassette's resurgence, but we're getting off the point here. Yeah. And there is an album release party for the new album coming out, along with the new Karen Mead album, which is also coming out about the same time. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we have the release show in Iowa City at Gabe's this Saturday, May 12th, and we're doing unheard of double album release of my album and Karen Meat's album, which I also play in that band and produce. So that's actually already available online, and we kind of spaced it out. But it's going to be a really giant party, and we're going to have this band plus another horn player, another keyboard player, two keyboard players, another drummer. It's going to be pretty wild.
Nice. The Dana T Orchestra, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, let's have some more. I think we're going to hear some music from the new album. It's Dana T on IPR.
Yeah, this is this one actually, believe it or not, whoops, is unrecorded, pretty new. And but then we'll be going into some new ones. Very, very new. So new it only exists on my computer with MIDI drums and MIDI. I don't even know if there was MIDI claps. But we're going to play two from the album Harsh Forever, which is my new one. And these are, bring it down a notch for you. you're at home, you say, hey, man, I just got off work. Let me relax. So we'll let you do that. This is called A Million Earths in the Sun. That's the next one, Justin. But...
fit in my tongue. In 7 years, my body re-becomes. A million earths fit in the sun, so I can't believe in only one.
You heard from the stupendous flying and actually one-armed, believe it or not, for those of you listening at home, Dan Padley. Haven't seen a talent in rock and roll since Def Leppard. I had made a grave mistake of changing my strings before an important gig, so I'm buying time. Blake Shaw, it's actually his birthday, on the bass guitar, fretless squire. That's a little joke because it's not as good as a Fender, but it's made by Fender. It's all the tones on the fingers, folks. Got Justin LaDuke on the drums. I know you're all clapping at home. That's great. We got Leanne Don on the trombone. And Brian Lewis Smith on the trumpet. All right, this song is, in the words of Kid Rock, as country as I'll ever get. And for those of you that know the history of that quote, it actually came before he sang, "I'll put my picture away," with Sheryl Crow, which is actually, in fact, more country than the song that he originally said it in. So who knows where that puts me.
Skin to tear easy, like my granddad's did, pulling weeds on his knees. Can come and feed. Solving crosswords while I eat peacefully each morning. My memories just scraps in a book, drown them in the water on my brain, like my waits to go home every day. Waiting for her legs to take again. Strong like you. did for her. Played the piano ever freely on the and owls at night. One lifetime.
Thank you.
That's Dana T live on Studio One Tracks, playing a brand new song at the first beginning of that set, and then a couple from the new album Harsh Forever, One Lifetime, and before that, A Million Earths in the Sun. And yes, I Googled it earlier today. There really are more than a million Earths in the Sun. Hard to believe, but it's true.
It is, yeah. I've been second-guessing myself since I put that out. And it's like, I hope I was actually, that I just didn't make that up, because Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to come after me on Twitter.
Dana T, you know, you're more than a triple threat. You're a composer, lyricist, arranger. You've got production and engineering skills. You perform, and you're even an artist on your new video, right?
Yeah,
you have a unique style.
Thank you.
The new video for NSA. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I hand drew an animated video for it's a music video for my song about the NSA, and I bought 400 pieces of animation paper, and I used most of them, and I used what I know about Photoshop and After Effects to kind of blend those together. But I have some friends that are actual, like, legitimate animators that storyboarded for some Disney shows. And so I've always been kind of really inspired by them. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I didn't really, wasn't fully believing that I could actually finish it. It's 3.5 minutes, which translates to like a few thousand dollars of work for a real person, but I did it, and I'm pretty proud that it's something I can cross off my bucket list of projects.
Yeah, very nice. And I'm sure you came up across some challenges, you know, how to animate a guy getting up out of bed, for example, and so on. Crossed my mind that you had some challenges there. You faced them, overcame them, Dana T. Very nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but, you know, to my mind, your greatest skill, perhaps, is as an arranger.
Yeah.
Because I listened to your last couple albums here a couple times, at least in the last few days. And, you know, these are albums you can really get immersed in all the detail, all the sections within one track.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Tell us about your approach to arranging.
Sure, yeah. I was talking about this with my girlfriend Erin recently. I said, I think I write songs just so that I have something to arrange. And I think that's, you know, maybe pretty true. Part of it is just from the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, hearing Pet Sounds and being like, I can't ever write music the same way again. And also just jazz and 19th century classical music or 20th century classical music, whatever it is. I think my lyrics are, the ideas are so giant and cosmic, yet so incredibly vague at the same time. I try to express myself more through the intricacies of the arrangements, and hopefully you get something out of it.
Yeah, it makes for a great listen, really. I guess we have to give a shout out to the University of Iowa School of Music that you are a graduate of.
I am,
correct?
Yeah. I actually studied tuba performance, and my professor was John Manning, who still teaches there. They actually just had the International Tuba Euphonium Conference, or it's coming up, one or the other, which is a crazy big thing full of tubas and euphoniums. But the reason why I went to Iowa actually was because he said, you know, if you come here and you become like a tuba teacher or whatever, that's great. But if at some point you decide you want to just play guitar and never touch the tuba again, I'm cool with that. And I did struggle a little bit, but he, about halfway through my school, I was like, I know this etude, this isn't quite right. And he actually let me learn Rock With Me, the Michael Jackson song on tuba, like transcribe the bass line and play it for my jury, as well as like Pink Floyd's Money. So he allowed me to like depart from what I was there doing to somehow eventually get here to do what I'm doing now. So
you played some tuba on your previous album, did you not?
I did, yeah.
I saw that in the notes. Well, let's have some more. It's Dana T on Studio One Tracks.
Yeah, speaking of NSA, we're going to play that song now. Thank you. Every time I play that, I think I'm getting closer to the reality. That is the video I made. So check it out on youtube.com. NSA, Dana T, that'll take you there probably. And this next song, speaking of youtube.com and the internet, is about Google. In a few years, we'll have the technology to upload our consciousnesses into the cloud. I heard it at a World Canvas in Iowa City, and I'm pretty sure it's true. And this song is just a little bit about that. Yeah.
When the time come, take me. Please let me live forever. I don't wanna live forever. This body wasn't made to be in the mob. End of life, don't shake me. All them killer bots don't make me. Zip the gigabytes can fake me. Don't upload my consciousness into the cloud.
That's Dana T on Studio One Tracks. Again, the new album is called Harsh Forever, second full length from Dana T, and it actually is released tomorrow officially. available as digital tracks on all the places you can find those, and also on CD and vinyl, Harsh Forever from Dana T. The album release party is coming up on Saturday, May 12th at Gabe's Oasis. Or just Gabe's now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think people that are in the know still call it Gabe's Oasis.
I slipped up there. Just Gabe's.
It's cooler to say Gabe's Oasis.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Gabe's in Iowa City. Dana T and Karen Meat both have new albums, and they both will be celebrated on May 12th at Gabe's in Iowa City. I'm Mark Simmet. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer. Also thanks to Tony Daner and Chris Fenton. And thanks to Dana T. That's Dana Telsrow and his band of crack players here tonight. You guys sounded absolutely great. Thanks so much for doing it.
Thank you.
And I think we have one more.
We do. The grand finale. This is called Tiny Mind, Massive Soul from the first LP. Thank you. Good night.